This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, dating, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he puts it down, but he's broke. Dear Stephen Shirley, my man and I were friends for years, and he's always been down on his luck. I called him Bad Luck Barry because he couldn't ever catch a break. Over the years, we grew fond of each other, and we slowly became more than friends. One day, he admitted that he's always loved me, and that's why he has taken such good care of me for 25 years. I could not remember one time he took care of me, but then I had flashbacks of the small but sweet things he's done for me. Things like coming over in the middle of the night when my dishwasher was leaking and painting my bedroom and helping me rake leaves one Sunday afternoon. I then remembered how I had to pick him up and take him back to his brother's house after he helped me. Despite all of that, I fell for him after we made love for the first time. He went from Bad Luck Barry to Boss Daddy because he put it down. That's his nickname now, and my friends laugh at me because my man is not the boss of anything. He has a dead-end job, and he shares a car with his brother. I drive everywhere we go, and I slide my credit card to him when we go out to eat so that he can pretend to pay for our meal. Look, I get it. Everyone is struggling or has struggled in the past. But the people around me are ambitious and hardworking people. I'm afraid that my man is too comfortable with his circumstances. He's 52 and I'm 50. So, should I stick with him and encourage him to get a better job and maybe help him buy a car? Or should we go back to being friends and I let him come over often for great sex? That is the question. Well, of course, it depends on what you want. You haven't figured that out yet, it seems. Do you want a man that can provide for you, take care of you, and love you? Or do you want a man that can offer you great sex, but pretty much nothing else? There's nothing wrong with encouraging him to get a better job. But you would think at 52 that he should be able to encourage and motivate himself to be better by now. He should have something to show for it. He doesn't even have a car of his own, okay? All these years, 25, did you say? All these years he's been around that long. What has he been doing? Does he want to be better? Does he want to do better? Or is he just okay with where he is? And if that's the case, he's not stepping up. Then if you get with him in a real relationship, it won't work because you will be footing all the bills and you will start to resent him. You're already complaining that you have to drive everywhere and slide him your credit card to pay for dinner when you go out. You're already doing that. Steve?
This letter is about something that's wrong with two people. Him and her. Because he's 52 and she 50. This letter don't even sound right of a 52-year-old man. And it don't sound right of a 50-year-old woman. We were friends for years. He's always been down on his luck. Wait a minute. Wait. Always? Always been down on his luck? No. He's always made poor decisions. This is what this is. This ain't about no luck. See, every time somebody gets successful and envious people go, he's so lucky. No, but do you know what the definition is of luck? Luck is when hard work bumps up into opportunity. That's how people describe other people's success. Now, you say he's been bad luck. I call him Bad Luck Barry because he couldn't ever catch a break. Over the years, we grew fond of each other. And we slowly became more than friends. Here we go again with that old we friends. I done told y'all and told y'all. Oh, don't nobody listen to Uncle Steve, but here it is again. One day he admitted that he's always loved me. Shut up. You are lying. He did. Girl, I'm so surprised. And then he tell me that's why he's always taking good care of me for 25 years. I want you to pay close attention to that. I couldn't remember one time he took care of me. But then I had flashbacks of the small but sweet things he's done for me. Things like coming over in the middle of the night when my dishwasher was leaking and painted my bedroom and helped me rake the leaves one Sunday afternoon. But then I remember I had to pick him up and take him back to his brother's house after he helped me. So you had to go get him so he'd come fix the dishwasher. Then you had to go get him to rake the leaves. Then you had to go get him to paint your bedroom. But you had to take him back every time. Despite all that, I fell for him. What? Despite all of that, I fell for him. And after we made love for the first time, he went from Bad Luck Barry to Boss Daddy. Because he put it down. Well, he ought to be able to do something. He got time. He ain't making no money. He ain't worried. Gotta be able to do something. He got time to focus. He ain't got to stop. Hey, baby, I got to get up out of here. I got to go to work. He ain't got to do that. That's his nickname now. My friends laugh at me because my man is not the boss of anything. So you done told your friends about it. And you called him Boss Daddy. He got a dead-end job and he shares a car with his brother. What? He 52 and he share a car with his brother.
All right, okay. Hang on, Steve. Leave it right
all
here.
All right.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, he puts it down, but he's broke right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's strawberry letter. He puts it down, but he's broke.
Here's a lady that's been friends with this guy for years, and I've told you all about the friendship. He admitted that he loved her, always has, and told her that's why I've been taking care of you for 25 years. You couldn't think of what he's ever done for you in 25 years. Then you started looking back on all the small things. He came over to your house and fixed your dishwasher when it leaked in the middle of the night. He helped you paint your bedroom. He came over on Sunday and helped you rake leaves. But then you remembered you had to go pick him up so he can come do all this stuff. Then you had to take him back to his brother's house. And why you had to take him back to his brother's house? Because him and his brother share a car. How you share a car with somebody? Y'all ever had that before? That's a hard thing to share, man, a car. Anyway, then they finally made love, and he went from Bad Luck Barry to Boss Daddy. Because he put it down. Well, that's good. He ought to be able to do something. Hell, come on now. But he and the friends lied to him because he ain't the boss of anything, because he has a dead end job and he shares a car with his brother. Now, here we go. I drive everywhere we go. I slide my credit card to him when we go out to eat so he can pretend to pay for our meal. Then she said this: look, I get it. Everyone is struggling or has struggled in the past. Well, yeah, lady, that's true. Everybody has struggled. And everybody has a struggle. But you can't make this struggle your struggle. He's 52. He share a car with his brother, which means he live with his brother. You got to pull your credit card out, which means he don't have one. You got to drive everywhere because y'all can't go everywhere because his brother got the car. And I'm not really sure that they sharing a car because you still ain't mentioned of him ever driving anywhere. So I think it's his brother's car, and he done told you he shared a car. I think it's his brother's car because you have yet to, you got to drive everywhere. So when he's sharing the car, he don't pick you up. That's because he don't share a car. You're not listening. It's his brother's car, and it's his brother's house. He in worse shape than you think. Now, the people around me are ambitious and hardworking people. I'm afraid that my man is too comfortable with his circumstance. He's 52 and I'm 50. Should I stick with him and encourage him to get a better job and maybe help him buy a car? Should we go back to being friends? I just let him come over more often for great sex. Wow. Lady, your options ain't great. Should I do this or that? I mean, you're not giving me a great option to look at. Junior, your mustache looks really thick on the Zoom call today. Congratulations. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Back to the anyway, letter.
Yeah, just wanted to compliment him on that. I've never seen his mustache look that thick before. He's maturing.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we all might as well stop because this letter ain't going nowhere because I don't know what options you have.
Yeah.
Because your option is to leave him. Because he's too comfortable. He's comfortable. He's been this way. He's 52. Mm-hmm. He live with his brother, and he say he share a car. But he don't really share the car. It's his brother's car. And should you help him get a better job? Wait, why he don't want a better job?
Mm-hmm.
and maybe help him buy a car. No, you're going to have to buy the car. He ain't got money for food. Where you see money for a car at? Or should we go back to being friends? Now, how do you do that? And I let him come over often for great sex. So all you're going to do then is enable him. Because he going to sign it. He going to sign that contract tomorrow. Because that's a good offer. So listen, I can get with this woman, come over our house, have great sex, and I ain't got to buy a car, I ain't got to move out of my brother's house, and I ain't got to get a better job.
Jackpot.
So your idea of going back to just being friends mean now you only have to drive him everywhere, but you're going to have to go pick him up for this great sex and then drive him home. So I don't understand the upside for you in this at all as a woman of 50. You're with a man who has no upside. Now, look, can you build a man up? Yeah, who has ambition. Can you build a man up? Yes, who has a plan. Yes, but if your man ain't got no plan and your man ain't got no future, what are you finna help him do?
And does he want this? It doesn't even seem like he wants it.
Man, this dude is comfortable, man.
Yeah, at 52,
He is comfortable. But that's what I tell people all the time. Everything you really want in life is on the other side of comfortable. You've got to go through discomfort to get to it. And and a lot of people are not willing. This is a prime example of a 52-year-old man who done decided, I'm living with my brother. I'm going to tell this girl I share the car. It's his brother's car. He don't share nothing because not one line in this letter has he ever picked him up.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
I just don't see it, lady. So,
yeah.
And you can let him come over and do what he want to do to you, but...
All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.